Zog de Gemara daf kuf nun beis amit beis, the fourth line. Omer Rabavo kol she'om b'fnei ha'meis, yodea. Whatever you say in front of the meis, he knows. Ad she yisosim ha'goylo, until the stimus ha'goylo. What is stimus ha'goylo? Zog Rashi, goylo, so, zog Rashi, hu kisui shenoisim ala goynoi. It's the cover that you put on the casket. The oren has a covering. That's called goylo. So Tosis brings the Rashi, and he says, Rashi Pirish Goyal is Kisu Agoinoi, and Doifik is the Davsh Noisim Mitzidoi, meaning the side of the Oren is called a Doifik because, not because the mace, Tosis over here says the mace is Doifik. In Ksubis, Tosis brings over there that, Shem Rashi, that the Goyal is Doifik, the Goyal is Doifik on the side. But the point is, the side is the Doifik, the Goyal is on top of the Oren. That's what Tosis learns, brings Rashi, I mean. In the middle of Tosis brings the Benutam. He has a bunch of kashas on this, and he comes out on the pshat at the end. Shitas Tosis is in the middle. Upir shem Benutam goyel hanu even gdoila shaal agoyne shomeis. It's the matzeva shekoyin matzeva. The goyel in oisya shom koyvim lesimen veloshin goyel noifel beeven. Like we see, the goyel is even. So goyel according to Tosis is the matzeva. According to Rashi is the covering of the oren. And doifik are two avarim that you put one on the head, one by the foot, and over there there's a whole sugi over there if you can use gulachaim or not, balachaim, but that is the machlokes Rashi Tosis. Zok de Gemara vayte pligi bo reb chiyah v'reb shimon b'rebi. Chad omar, meaning, we said in the Gemara, kol sho'im b'fnei ha'meis. Whatever they say in front of the meis, he hears. Achi yisosem ha'goylol. Zok de machlokes, the machlokes reb chiyah, and reb shimon b'rebi. Chad omar, achi yisosem ha'goylol. Atos timas ha'goylol. Like we said. Until the flesh, the basar of the person is decomposed. Until it's decomposed, he still hears. And pshat is because the nefesh is what makes a person hear. The guf is gonish. The nefesh is the ruach. The nefesh is still there as long as there's still basar over there. So until it's decomposed, the mace hears. And the tzlach, the menodi behuda in brachas, daf yud ches, he says, that's why we put the mace in the karka, in order that it should be decomposed very quickly. You know why? Because the neshama wants to go to be separated from the guf, to go to Shemayim, to the place where with the yitzira, the makom hakis, kisei hakovod, wherever it has to go to. So mela, it's we want the ikol habasa to take place. Zog the gemara, man do amar achi sakal habasa. The man gomer it says until the decomposition is a posuk. The chsev. Ach besorei olav yichav, the basar is yichav, v'nafshei olav toivel. So that means that the nefesh is misabel, zog Rashi, v'nafshei olav toivel, kol zman sheyesh lebasar, yesh lenefesh, tzad chiyus lahovin. What makes the person understand? The nefesh aboy, not the guf. So it says, ach besorei olav yichav, v'nafshei olav toivel. So we see that kol zman is basar, there's nefesh. So mele, till the death gets decomposed. Mando machi yisosim ha'goylo, d'chsiv, v'yoshuv ha'ofer ala oretz k'shahoyo. Zog Rashi, gufoy koro ofer, u'mishashov ala oretz k'shahoyo, just like ofer, you came from ofer, you go back to ofer, miyad v'ruach toshuv, the end of the pasuk is, ha'ruach toshuv. Toshuv means it goes back to the Eibishter. So as soon as it's stimas ha'goylo, zog the Gemara, tonu rabbonon, v'ha'ruach, Toshuv el Elohim asher nosno. That's the end of that pasuk. The ruach goes back. The pasuk in Keller says el Elohim asher nosno. T'no loy k'may shenosel l'cha b'taira. Return the neshama the way it was given to you b'taira. Meaning it was a clean neshama, so we have to return it clean without chatoim. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean we don't have to elevate our neshama. Our neshama, of course, we have to tu off in this world with Torah mitzvahs, but it means give it back clean b'taira, not with chatoim. Afata b'tayro, Moshe l'melech bos v'dom, shechilek bigde malchus lavodov. He gave bigde malchus to his servants. Pikrin shabahen, the smart servants, kiplum, they folded it nicely when they didn't use it. V'enichum b'kufsen, they put it away in the closet. Tipshim shabahen, holchuv os ben melocha, even when they did work that causes them to, menial work that makes the clothing dirty. And they wore it even then. L'yomim b'kish ha'melech es kelov, the melech wants his kelim back. The smart ones were able to return it. The kelim they stored very nicely, folded. They ironed. Tipshin Sheben, Hirzirim like Shemul Chlochim, they returned it dirty and soiled and stained. Somach HaMelech Likas Pikhin, the Melech was very happy with the Pikhin, because Likas Tipshin, he was angry with the Tipshin. Al Pikhin Omar, Yinosnu Klila Oitzer, the Pikhin returned the Kalim, he says, put it in the Oitzer. That's like an Olam Haba. Put it over there. V'hem yechol b'teyem l'sholoim. And let them go back to their homes peacefully. V'al tipshin omar. Kli yinosu l'koivis. Let my kelim, the return, the clothing, bring it to the cleaners. V'hem yischapshu b'beis ha'asuvin. And you go to jail for giving back stained clothing. Af ha'kodesh boruch hu ha'gufan shal tzadikim oimer. The Ebesha says about the gufan of tzadikim. Yovoi sholoim yenucha al mishkavoysom. You go back to Mishkavoysom. Because you return back to the Neshama clean. There is no peace for the Neshoim. Within the Kaf Akela, which is like a slingshot, a Kaf is a spoon, Kela. So that's where the Neshamas of the Neshoim are going to be. Zog the Gemara. Tanya, Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Eliezer, Oymer, Nishmosen Shal Tzadikim, Gnuzo Is Tachas Kisi HaKovod, the Nishomers of the Tzadikim are under the Kisi HaKovod, Shenemal, Vohoi Son Nefesh Adoy Nitzruve B'Tzroa Chayim, Vishal Rishoyim, Zoyim Mois, Vohoi Lchois, the Rishoyim's Nishomers, or Zoyim Mois, Vohoi Lchois, Zoyim Mois, like Rashi, like Chavusho Is Beveis HaSoyar, they're like locked up in jail. What does that mean? Zog de Gemara, Umalach Echad Oymed Besoifa Oylam. One Malach stands on one side of the world. Umalach Acher Oymed Besoifa Oylam. And another one on the other side of the world. Umakalin Nishmosin Zelazer. They're like a kafakela. They take it like a slingshot with a spoon. And they throw the neshama from one side of the world to the other side of the world. The Michtam Elio of Desla and the Maral, they say that just like during a lifetime of a Rasha, he's constantly running to do averes. He's roidef after averes. He's never at peace. So too, whatever person does b'chayusoy, that's what happens like a misa. The neshama is not at peace. It's being slung around in a slingshot. And he's nizrak from in kafakela. The Gemara in Soitir Rav Gimel says that a bal avera is kosher to his avera, even lost lover, like a kelev, is kosher. So too, that's what's going to be l'olam haba. Zog the Gemara. So the tzaddikim you described, Tachskis Yaakovit. Rishoyim you described, Kafakela. What about the Beinanim? Omalei, Ika Shechivna. Is there someone now that is not alive? Ishchivna loy omalechu hay milsa. Meaning a Shechivna, someone who's not alive, is not telling us. So how could we tell you what the Beinanim, what their situation is? But rather, I'll tell you what Shmuel said. Hoch yom haShmuel. Eilu ve'elu l'dumanim sorin. Sai de beninim. And sai de reshoyim are given over to Duma, the malach that's memuna on them. Zog drashi malach ha-memuna ala ruchois. The memuna on the neshomis. Halolu, meaning the beninim yeshlen menoyach. They have a menoyach. Halolu ein la menoyach. The reshoyim don't have a menoyach. The reshoyim are mikafakela, the beninim not. Omar Rav Mori asirim tzadikim da hava afra. Tzadikim, even the tzadikim, even though we said we're talking about the Rishoyim in Kafakela tzadikim, Kisakovit, but eventually the tzadikim will also turn into Ofar. They decompose. The chsiv, v'yoshoiva Ofar la'oretz k'shehoyo. That you go back to the Ofar like you were in the beginning. Zok di Gemara, Hanuk Fuloi. Hanuk Fuloi, Zok drashi choifrim. People that dug, people were digging. They were digging for gold, whatever they were digging for. They were digging in the ground of Rav Nachman. And what happened? Nochar behu Rav Achoy bar Yoshia. Nochar is a Lashon Nechira. He snorted. He was angry. Someone just put a shovel on him. Rav Achoy bar Yoshia was buried on the ground. He said, "Vos tutzach do?" He made a noise. Osu va'omer le Rav Nachman. So the diggers came to Rav Nachman. They said, "There's something going on in your karka. Nocha ben gavra. Someone over here is snorting on the ground below." Also, va'omale maniu. Rav Nachman says, "Vel bistu." He talked to the earth. Omale answered back, "Ano achoy ba yoshia. I am achoy ba yoshia. I'm over here." Omale velav omer amori aside tzadiki davafra. Don't the tzaddikim turn into offer too? So why are you still around? Omalei, umanu mori deloyadanalei. Umanu mori deloyadanalei. You're telling me, Rav Mori said, asidim tzaddikim dava afro. I'm a living testimony, no pun intended. That testimony, so to speak, that Rav Mori is, I don't know who he is, Bichlal. Ich bin da. Omalei. So he told him, that means that the maize becomes back like offer. That's a poskin keheles. Oh, but you forgot a poskin mishle. You didn't learn that one. That means when does a person's body decompose and turn into atzomois? Only when there's kino. In his lifetime, there's jealousy. And explain to Balei Musa that the reason why the Maral explains this. The reason why a person decomposes is because when there's kina in his lifetime, he's not happy with his own body. What does kina mean? I'm jealous of the other person. I'm not happy with myself. You're not happy with yourself, so your body decomposes. You're not happy with yourself, so mela it's nirkav. And lemaisa, the goyse tzadikim, there's maisa, there's a story with my elta zayde, Rabbi Leib Lekovna, Rabbi Leib Shapira. Rabbi Leib Shapira, the father from Rabbi Fol Shapira from Volozhin. In the early 1800s, the Russian government had to move the first cemetery, the Alta Cemetery in Kovna, and they had to dig it up. And there were Yidden there that had to dig it up to move it to the new cemetery. And they found Gufoy Sholem, 30, 40 years after Spira. Gufoy was Sholem. It was Sholem. Also by the Goyin, when they had to move him, his Gufa was Sholem also. Whoever was Oisken, it was Nifta, but they were made that Gufa was Sholem. Rekev Atzomo is Kino. Zog the Gomorrah, call me Shesha Kino Beliboy Atzomo is Makivim. Call Shehelo Kino Beliboy, Ein Atzomo is Makivim. Zog the Shamir, we see such a Matthias that it's not Makiv. The people that were had to dig it up, it was a terrible thing to move the Goyin's Kaver. There was the Aedis that those that did it, they were all nifted that year because of the terrible thing of moving the Goyin's Kaver. They had no choice. It was forced on them by the Russian government, by the communists. But that's what happened. Zog di Gemara, Gashishay. So what happened was, so he told him that Kerev Atzoma is Kino, so Mela, that's why I'm not decomposed. That's what Rav Achoy by Yoshe told Rav Nachmanen. Zog di Gemara, Gashishay. So Rav Nachman started to feel, and he saw that there is actually a person here. Chazid is b'mashosha. Omale, if you're alive, if I feel a real person over here, so he told him, Leikamale gavi de besa. Favos geistinish tahem. Go surprise your wife. Go home. Zagdrashi, yove adoni labayis. Go home. Omale, come to my home. Omale, kalisa daitcha, yani ye megali yadas, dafila nevi'a lo kisa. You didn't even read any posuk in Novi. Dichsev, she da posuk in Yecheskel, v'yedatem kini Hashem, b'poschi es kivrois heichem. That the Eibishto opens the kever. We can't decide to pick ourselves up and just leave. We can't leave the kever. Omale, so he told him, so you're telling me that you're a mashoshes. There's a real mashoshes, but you can't leave. V'oksiv ki ofarata v'ofatoshuv, afesh ha-posuk in Breishis. That offer ato by Adam Rishon, well offer toshuv. That was the oynish to Adam Rishon. You go back to offer. Omalei, that's true. But you know when that takes place? Hahu shoachas koidim trias amesim. That's right before trias amesim shoachas. Then even the tzaddikim that were not nirkovim turn into offer because it says in the pasuk offer ato well offer toshuv. And the reason is explains the mashal because since the beginning of the yitzira was from offer, so what in trias amesim that yitzira has to be from offer, so he has to turn back into offer. But that's only right before trias amesim. Right before trias amesim, even the tzaddikim they were not nirkav, they weren't decomposed, turn into offer, into dust. But that's right before trias amesim, zok the mashal, because just like the original yitzira was from offer, so too the yitzira of trias amesim is from offer. Omalei atzduki l'rabavo. It's Duki told Bavu, Bavo, Amrisu, Nishmoshen, Sel Tzadikim, Gnuzos, Tachaskis, Yakovit. You guys say that the Tzadikim are Tachaskis, Yakovit. Ube Tamya, Hecha Askele Shmuel. Ube Tamya was a Balas Oiv. He was Mishtamish, and he was able to take out Derek Kishuf, Derek Oiv Yedoini, he was able to take out the Neshama of Shmuel. So if you're telling me that it's Tachskis Yaakovid, so how was he able to take up Shmuel? So the Gemara, hech aske Shmuel bin Gida, how is he able to take up Shmuel with this mice of oiv, his kishuv? Omalei hosom, b'toch shneimas ha-chodesh hava. That was within the first 12 months of the Ptira. The Tanya, kol yud beis chodesh gufoy kayim, v'nishmosoy oilu v'yoyredes. The first 12 months, the guf is still kayim, and the neshom is oilu v'yoyred. So it's not yet totally on the kisi ha-covered. La'achiyud beis chodesh, ha-guf bottle. That's when the guf is bottle. Now the Gemara is medayik, a lashon of guf bottle. Before we said, rekav atzomis kino, that it's totally rekav atzomis. But here we're saying it's not rekav atzomis, it's only bottle. Because there's a bittle between the guf and the neshama, and that's when it's not attainable anymore. Because it's tzadikim, ataka, we said, akayim, until the shoachas koydim trias amesim. So mele, it's a lashon of, after 12, guf is bottle. It doesn't say that it's totally rekev, because only rekev atzom is kino. Only those are going to be turned into rekev. But the guf is bottle, the connection to the neshama. And that's why he was able to, aidei oiv, to bring back the neshama. So, the Gemara, daf kufnum gimel, that la'achid beis chodesh, a guf bottle, v'nishmose oile, v'shuv eni yoredes. And then the neshama goes up, and then it's eni yoredes. Taisa says, even though there's sometimes that it's yored, we see in different sugyas in the Gemaras, but like Kohanim, it's tachas kisi akovet, it's any of it is. We'll stop over here at the top of Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph.